You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
Finding the right news podcast can feel like dating. It seems promising until you start listening.
When you hit play on Post Reports, you'll get fascinating conversations and sometimes a little fun too. I'm Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Azadi. Martine and I are the hosts of Post Reports. The show comes out every weekday from the Washington Post.
You can follow and listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. It'll be a match, I promise.
Hey everyone, and welcome to the first episode of season 4 of Let's Be Real. That is crazy. I am so excited to share my conversation with singer-songwriter Ash, but before I do, I don't think I've truly had the opportunity to share and express my gratitude to you guys for listening and just being interested in this podcast. Season 4 is absolutely my favorite, and there are so many full circle moments that I cannot wait to share with you, but for now, let's kick it off with my new favorite artist, Ash. Hello, everybody, and welcome to this week's episode of the Let's Be Real podcast. This week is so exciting because I get to talk with one of my favorite musicians, Ash. Welcome!
That's so nice.
This is your first podcast.
Thanks. Yeah.
This is so exciting.
Wow. I already said this earlier, but wow, I love the way I sound in
the
microphone.
With the headphones?
It makes me want to talk really low.
Oh, it's like, you just want to like do a whole meditation you could do, like a narration.
Yeah. I was like, your
ASMR.
Voice is so soothing. It's soothing in person, but then when you're talking, anyways.
That's so funny you say that because I don't like the sound of my voice.
Really?
Yeah.
Even right now talking?
It's fine. It's just listening to it back. I'm like, ugh.
Oh, I like it a lot. It's
so
very
nice.
Soothing.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Oh, my goodness.
We'll just kick this off with compliments.
You know what? I think that's the best way to start off any podcast.
It was a little self-love on my part, too. I was like, I sound good.
Just to, you know, toot your own horn a little more, I've been listening to Ray nonstop.
Oh, thanks.
Can I tell you that I think not only the lyrics and the storytelling, but the instrumentals and the music, it just hits different.
Thank you.
It truly does. And I'm so excited to talk to you about it and with everything that's happening. The first thing I want to talk about is I know you've talked about how when you're making an album, it's kind of a snapshot of a moment in time in your life.
Mm-hmm.
Where were you in your life when this album was made? Ray.
What's funny, because it is the perfect snapshot of where I currently am. But when I was writing it, it was kind of like I was manifesting this current era, weirdly.
I love that.
It was a manifestation. Yeah, because I was still in a pretty like long-term committed relationship at the time. I was still wearing my turtlenecks. Like when I was working on this album, I was kind of like wanting to be and like graduate into this new era, but I wasn't there yet. And I like weirdly making the album kind of launched me into this place. Cause like I can be the girl in another man's jeans. And then I broke up with my boyfriend and then I'm in somebody else's jeans.
Yeah, you are.
It's like,
as you should be.
I was like, wait, but when I wrote that song, not in my wildest dreams did I think I'd be here now.
Isn't that funny how life works like that? It just, I'm a worrier. And sometimes something I'm realizing, it's kind of, it works out. It kind of does.
Oh, yeah. If you're a worrier, I would say stop. I mean, hey, listen, I feel like we all have like an inordinate amount of anxiety, and especially our generation and like below us. It's just there's a lot going on. But I will say you're going to waste away your life worrying.
Oh, yeah.
Don't do it.
I know.
Just gotta let it go. Because things are gonna be the way they are, whether or not you like it. Like,
do you know what this kind of reminds me of? Maybe a song called Emotional?
Yeah, she did her homework. She listened to the whole thing. I love you.
Of course.
Thank you. Yeah. We don't have
emotional.
Honestly, though, like, I love that song. And it's the energy of it is like, let's just have a good time tonight. But also, I am a firm believer that, like, let yourself feel all the things. You know, let yourself go there sometimes.
I think one of the things that I think that I know you can relate to is being a woman is really hard. And
that's just a blanket.
Just a blanket just statement.
Throw that over everything.
I know. And I've been realizing it more and more, especially going into school and just being on my own and just the pressures that come with it and how we're, you know, it's almost like we're not meant to be like human beings in a way. We're kind of looked at and it's hard to, it's really hard sometimes. And I know you've talked about these themes in your songs and your music. And I was wondering where that stems from and if you've dealt with it personally as well.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. I like what you just said. I feel like you kind of hit the nail on the head with like, it's almost like we're not supposed to be human beings sometimes. Like some of the expectations on us are like just so out of this world. Like be beautiful, but don't be too manufactured.
Or that's like, fake.
Because that's fake.
But if you're too natural.
Yeah. And then like work out and be fit, but like.
Don't be too thin.
Don't be too thin. There's like all these double standards. They're like, I just started seeing this guy. And like all these things are coming up for me of like. It's fine if, like, he, like, okay, this is so dumb, but, like, farts in front of me, but I'm, like, I could never. Because, I mean, there's a lot of other stuff around there, but, like, I'm a human being just like anybody else.
I know.
And I definitely think we're programmed to be, like, you have to be perfect in every way. And when the standard of perfection changes, then you have to change with it.
Oof.
And you better know when it changes because sometimes it changes overnight and you miss it.
Yeah.
But I totally relate to you. And I think that I surround myself with a lot of really good humans that see me as a human, like men and women alike in my life and everyone in between that I have been really well protected now. Like I got to a place in my life where I don't have anybody in my life who doesn't expect me to like be real, you know?
Yeah. Play on words. Got him.
But yeah, what's going on right now in school? How's that reflecting in school? Like what's coming up of like,
you know,
you're not feeling like you can be a human.
It's very interesting because being in film school, I'm realizing already there's not only is like the film industry very male dominated, but I already had experience where I was directing a scene and a guy completely was like in my face trying to distract me and tell me I was doing it wrong.
What?
And I'm like, that was freshman year already. I'm like, why can't, it feels like sometimes the voice that we're given isn't enough or it's not taken seriously enough. So I think something that I'm really trying to do and establish for myself is make my what I want clear. Mm-hmm. And because, frankly, no one else is going to do it unless I do it.
Yeah. You have to care more than anyone else.
Oh, absolutely.
Also, I love this. My mom always told me that you teach people how to treat you. So, like, it puts the ownership back into your court of, like, yeah, people can kind of out the gate maybe treat you poorly, but then you immediately either validate them and say that's okay, or you stand up for yourself and you're like, well, that's not going to fly.
Yeah.
And you're constantly, everything you do, from the moment you walk up to someone and hug them or shake their hand, you are teaching people constantly how to treat you.
Mm.
And so I feel like in that scenario, it's like this person is violating your personal space.
Yeah.
He's obviously being super disrespectful. And like in that moment, it sucks.
But you know, we learn from it and we grow from it. And because that's all you can do from it, I feel like. Sometimes.
Yeah. Sometimes you just have to be like,
I feel like,
no.
And I feel like something you mentioned about being in this new era, I'm kind of in a new era myself.
Yeah.
Kind of just like, okay, we're 20 now. It's a new decade.
Oh my gosh.
We're just, 20. It's a new decade. And
yeah.
I'm very excited for what's to come and for everything that I'm going to learn.
Yeah.
How have your 20s been? Any advice?
Oh my God. Yeah, I got some advice for you. My 20s have been interesting.
Cool.
I've always felt like...
You've been through a bit.
I've been through a lot. My 20s were... I got engaged. I got married. I got divorced. I was in another relationship. I graduated college, moved to Nashville, moved to San Diego, moved to LA, moved around, bought a house, got that divorce, had to sell that house, give half of my money to somebody else who did not deserve it.
Oh.
And then... Ooh. Piping hot tea. ow.
Divorce is messy.
Oh, yeah.
Ugh.
Yeah.
And at such a young age.
Yeah, I was 25.
Wow.
You have plenty of time to
I
get married and divorced.
Yeah. To go through it all.
You're going to love it. No. So that was interesting. And then I got into a very safe, lovely, kind relationship with someone who just became my best friend. And then got to a point where I realized I was in a friendship, not like a romantic relationship.
Yeah. There's a fine line, but the line, it gets blurred.
I needed it. Like, it was perfect for the time. It was right for as long as it was right. Like, it was, I also was in a really, like, emotionally abusive relationship in my marriage. And so, like, needing to be with someone who was really safe and kind, I think was exactly what I needed. And he taught me a lot of like, okay, these are non-negotiables moving forward in relationships. Here's what I know that I want.
And knowing what you don't want is also just important too.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. Relationships are great. Like, I feel like they get a bad rap.
It's all the breakup albums that give them the bad rap. It's all the breakup albums.
Yeah.
That's all everyone listens to.
Or the divorce records. Yeah. I mean, hey, it's just, they're great songs, but like, yeah, there's just some lessons that you don't learn through other people. Like, you have to learn them on your own and, like, go through a relationship.
Yeah.
But anyways, what was my advice to you in your 20s? Wait.
What do you wish you knew going into the decade?
I do feel like a little bit on the emotional lane. I do feel like I took things far too seriously in my 20s. I take things way less serious and my 20s are almost over. Like, I'm getting to that point where I'm like, I think people take life, just make things that aren't important way too important. And then they take over your life and then you're losing sleep over these things or over people who you don't even like. You're trying to get approval from people you don't even care about.
And they don't care about you either. It's for this abstract concept of approval.
But you want them to care about you.
You want them to care, but also like...
In your 20s.
Something that I'm trying to figure out is being content with myself and just needing myself. And I feel like that's like the journey that I'm currently on right now.
That's amazing.
Yeah, I went to the summer. I was... Mm. the summer was all about self-growth. I went to Europe by myself. I was just wanted to see if I could do it.
Whoa.
So.
That's bold.
I know.
Where'd you go in Europe?
I went to Paris for a week by myself.
That's my favorite city.
It was so pretty. But the thing was, I was so anxious the first couple of days. I couldn't even enjoy the food.
Oh, no.
Doesn't that suck? Like.
Well, I mean.
But we got to enjoy Paris.
So after the first 3 days, you chilled out.
After my body was like.
Do you know French?
No.
Were you learning it?
No.
While you were there?
Mm-mm. Okay. I was just going listening to music and Apple Maps. That was how I got around.
Oh, good. Okay. Not talking to any French people.
No, I did look. It was great for people watching. It was so good for people watching.
How did you order food?
You know, there was a. They gave me English menus.
What? In Paris?
Yeah. And if it wasn't, I would just like go on Google Translate and then see what it said.
Oh, like the scanny.
Mm-hmm.
That's genius.
Yeah.
Wow.
Modern technology, man. It's
pretty great. I'm so proud of you. I don't know that I know you well enough to be proud of you, but I do feel pride.
That's so nice.
That you went on your own and spent a week there. That's amazing.
I feel like after living through a pandemic, I'm like,
gotta get out of here.
You just gotta get out and explore the world at this point.
Yeah. Yeah, and I love that this has been the summer of self-growth for you. I think it is. I mean, I don't know. That feels like the energy a lot around
right?
a lot of people I know right now.
What about you?
Oh, I mean, yeah.
Always.
I went on this like 54 show headline tour.
Incredible.
That started in April. And it just kicked my ass. It was amazing. And I finally got to like connect with all these fans that like I've just been, it's like we're dating each other on Tinder. Like
it's an online relationship you got to have in person.
Yeah. We finally got to like not fully like hug everyone because I'm on stage, but like just like connect in a real way. Why did I say that? Oh, growth. Yeah. That tour completely changed my entire existence. Like,
how so?
The view I had of myself, like seeing myself through my fans' eyes. In the beginning, I had a really hard time with it. I like went through a whole existential crisis in the first 2 weeks of tour because I was like, no one deserves to be loved like this. Like, I remember, and I've gotten over it, and now I'm like, love me.
Yeah, awesome. Like, love me more.
Love me. Or like, okay, well, we'll get there. But I was like, I'd walk out on the stage and like the intro, I have this crazy elaborate intro and then I walk out and the music cuts and like, it's like a wall of screaming hits me. And I had a really hard time adjusting to that. It was the first time I had ever experienced it. And while like your whole life, you like, I want to be successful. I want to be in a room where people are screaming my name. And then it actually happens. And then you're like,
how do I process it?
No one should feel this way. Like putting me on a pedestal. Like I'm a human being.
Yeah.
Like you're like, and then you're put in another category of not only am I a woman that isn't supposed to be a human being, but I'm also an artist.
And which is a whole other
there's a whole
side
all,
of it.
Whole another bag of expectations. Like, and listen, this isn't a what was me. I love my life. And I got to a point where I got to like, oh, okay. But the beginning was really hard.
It's a transition, just like anything. It's change.
Yeah. And I like was really feeling the growing pains of that. And then I realized, the big realization was people are going to fall in love with the version of you they have in their head. So, and even like our closest, our parents are... The person you fall in love with, it's they're falling in love with a version of you that they've created.
Yeah.
And like only you get to fully intimately know you. And so what I stopped doing was making all of my fans wrong for loving me. Cause I'm like, I'm like, when you know yourself
what are you guys
deeply,
doing?
You're like, well, stop it.
Like, no. Stop it.
And then you get to a point where you're like, oh no, I'm gonna just let them love whoever they've kind of made me out to be in their head. And I'm going to be her for them tonight. And suddenly I was able to like process everything so much better.
Because everyone views you in their own way. And mm-hmm. so it's a whole interesting concept, but it's so true too.
Yeah. Even like your friends or like if your friend met you prior to this summer of growth, you know,
would be a different person.
They might even be like, now they'd be like, well, why are you acting this way? And you'd be like, well, I'm evolving and I'm changing. And but they have a version of you that they love. And so, like, I find actually that's why a lot of friendships, it's like the best test of those friendships is like,
if you can grow together instead of just stay stagnant.
Or let you grow and continue to like let their love evolve while you evolve. This got deep.
No.
Real quick.
Hey, it's called Let's Be Real.
We're so real.
We're so real, guys. We're so quirky. Yeah,
we're so deep.
Oh my God, we're so quirky.
I'm so quirky. I don't even try.
Oh my God, I would never.
Okay, we have to take a quick break, but when we come back, so much more to talk about, from how the media treats people in the spotlight, your new album, Ray, and how you bounce back if things don't go your way. We'll be right back.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cash back on purchases. And pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Hey, this is Christina Quinn. I'm the host of Try This, the Washington Post's new series of audio courses. The idea behind Try This is to become better functioning humans without having to comb the internet for countless hours. In our first course, we learned how to sleep better. Now, we're going to learn how to make our friendships stronger. I'll offer expert tips that are doable, and I'll keep it short. So let's do this. Classes in session. Find Try This from the Washington Post wherever you listen.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
And we're back. One of the things that's so interesting you bring up, because one of the main themes I wanted to discuss in my podcast is I feel like the media and society, we put these people on a pedestal and then we forget they're human beings that bleed, that cry. They're just human. And I feel like something that I'm really trying to do is let everyone know that, because sometimes when I see headlines, I'm like, you're not treating them like a human being. You're treating them like an object.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like also when you see these tabloids, especially with people like my age or stuff that are going through stuff, and it's then they're covering it. I'm like, but they're just a teenager. And I feel like we should all be more accepting of that. Everyone's just going through their own thing and we should just all accept people as people.
Yeah. I mean, wouldn't that be nice?
Wouldn't that be so nice?
That's an ideal world.
That's an ideal world.
I think part of it, like, you really have to take responsibility on your own end, because the world is not going to jump onto that bandwagon.
I know.
Like, it's but been this way.
But that's what this podcast is.
I mean, hey, you're going to change, like, whoever's listening to this podcast, you're going to change their lives and you're going to impact them in a, you know, intimate and cool way. At some point, I had to go, I'm going to stop being mad at the world all the time for doing what it always does. And not say, like, hey, it's okay for you to treat me wrong or anything. Not say that. And you do advocate for yourself and you do stand up for you, what you believe in. You do make a podcast that creates change and impact. But at some point I had to be like, I'm going to stop being mad at the world for, like, telling me that getting older is ugly or that you can't be successful as you get older as a woman. And, like, yeah, I hate that. Yeah, I'm always going to hate that. But it's a waste of my time and energy.
You just got to do what you got to do to get by. And you just got to not listen to it and do your own thing because that's all you can ever do.
Yeah. And try to, like, I definitely grew thicker skin in my 20s, for sure.
How do you not from everything you've been through, though?
Oh, man. Yeah.
It makes you the person you are today. Are you grateful for all those experiences and the person you've become today? Or do you wish some of them didn't happen?
Oh, that's a good question. Well, yeah. I mean, I really love myself. I really like who I am. I got there in my 20s. That was a good thing. I hope you are there or you get there. That's one of those things. Like, when you look in the mirror and you're like, she's dope. You should, like, what a waste of time to think anything else. Because you're stuck with you forever. So
wherever you go, there you are.
You might as well like her, you know. So I am this person that I like because of all the things that I went through. So no, I probably wouldn't have, like, asked for them. But, like, my brother died 2 years ago in the middle of the pandemic.
That's horrific.
Like, there's so many other, like, so many things happened in my 20s. I'm like, now you're, like, giving me a moment to have perspective over the last how many years of my life. And I'm like, wow, a lot went down.
Isn't that cool to see how far you've come and grown?
Yeah. It's really, yeah, I appreciate you for giving me a moment out of my day to think about
it. No, you need to acknowledge it. Absolutely, yeah. You do.
Thanks. This is good for me.
Of course. Because, like, we go through everything, and, like, if we don't appreciate and learn from it, then the only way of failing is not getting back up.
Okay.
That's the only way you fail.
Quote. I love that. Absolutely. The only way you're failing is if you don't get back up.
Yeah, it's not if you fall. You just get back up.
Oh, no, because the fall is inevitable.
No, the fall, like, it's going to happen. You might as well embrace it. Just, like, embrace the awkwardness. I've actually been trying to I've been trying to live by two things as of recent.
Ooh,
which
okay.
My friend told me the 1% rule, which is to do something that makes yourself 1% better in one aspect of your life every day. So it could be something small, like going to the gym or doing yoga or doing something that helps move a goal forward, and then just being comfortable with the uncomfortable.
Oh.
So doing
that's
one
the
thing.
Second one?
Yeah, the second one is to do one thing that makes you a little bit uncomfortable a day.
Oh, okay. How's that been going?
Oh my goodness, it's been so stressful, actually.
Oh my God.
It's been making me so uncomfortable, but the universe.
I've never been more uncomfortable in my life.
I truly, like, I have just felt stomach turning in and out this week, but it's been so good because I feel like the universe has been rewarding it.
Can you give me a couple examples?
Yeah.
Things that have made you uncomfortable?
So I asked 3 different people out to coffee.
Okay, cute.
But I don't know. But it's at a coffee shop that's like has books and it's very chill. So I was like, you know what? I don't know these people, but it's a good environment. So we're going to do that. Or last minute, I like to go to bed early. My friends invited me to go hang out with some friends and I went. So like little things like that. Or hi to people that I wouldn't normally say hi to. Or going up to someone and complimenting them, like little things.
I also feel like rule 2 kind of plays into rule 1.
Oh, they
go
1%. Hand in hand.
It's like, yeah, like you're making yourself 1% better by like saying hi to someone you wouldn't normally say hi to and being like gracious to them. That's amazing. Well, I love this. I'm going to do this.
Dude, like 1%. Because when my friend told me that, I was like, we can all do something 1% to make us 1% better. That's just like, even if I do nothing all day, I can send an email that would, or draw something or do anything.
I feel like it's like 1%
moving forward
in growth. Because I feel like there is a bit of a stigma of like, if it's 1% better, then
It's just growing.
You're
and moving
innately
forward.
Like saying maybe something's broken or something's wrong with you.
That's true.
Because I feel like we do have to get out of the wrongness of ourselves because we're constantly like, this about me is wrong. This about me is wrong. We're so hard on ourselves. But I'm like, yeah, I like the 1%, but I'd say maybe like 1% growing.
Yeah. I like
moving
this.
Forward or something.
1%
because you're not broken. You don't need to make you're not sick. You don't need to get better.
Yeah.
Because you're perfect as you are and wonderful, you know?
I appreciate that.
Yeah.
I've also been living my life in 3-month chunks. So, because I realize how much I change at the end of like 3 months. Like, I'm like a different person.
Well, seasons.
Seasons. Yeah. So, I just plan my life in 3 months and it helps so much. It makes things less overwhelming.
Are you like a 5-year plan person?
No. Because if the pandemic taught me anything is I can't control a fucking thing, so I do it in 3 months.
Yeah, 3 months feels much more realistic.
Feels much more manageable. It's a length of a semester. I'm just like, okay, my mind is a semester.
I like that.
Yeah.
Do you do like check-ins? Like before the 3 months start, do you like journal, here's where I'm at, and then at the end, here's where I'm at?
I've been trying to get into journaling. The thing is, I have so many thoughts. I have so many thoughts. By the time I have to write it all down, my hand is so exhausted.
I'm so smart. I have so many words in my brain that
I just like can't stop writing. Like it's just nonstop.
But that's the point.
I know, but I do video diaries sometimes.
Oh, that's cool.
And it's fun to look back on like a year later. Like, oh my God, that poor girl. Look at her.
That poor thing.
Look at her. She did so much.
She didn't know.
She didn't fall apart then.
Imagine you at 29. Watching your 20-year-old self. And I'm sure you feel like grown and
I know I'm only at the start. I know I'm only at the start of it too.
Girl, I'm only at the start. I'm 9 years ahead of you. We're
all
constantly.
At the start.
What did J-Lo said something about that? She was
I'm
like,
sure she
I
did.
Feel like my life is just beginning and she's like 50.
I mean, she did just get married again.
Ah, I know. And she looks better than both of us.
Oh, she's so cool.
She's the coolest. Oh my gosh. Anyways, I don't know how we got to J-Lo, but
I don't know, but we got there. And that's what's important to mention. That's what's important to mention is that we got there.
But we got there. And that was the whole point of the day.
That was the whole point of the day. something that I really want to talk to you about is breakups. Because I feel like we have some viewers that are going through it.
Yeah.
And I think we need to talk to them. Because
okay.
I've got some messages. From people and some friends, and I know a lot of people that listen to your music that you've really helped through their breakups. And I was wondering what your biggest piece of advice is in moving forward and not looking back.
Oh my gosh.
It's a hefty one, I know.
Well, as someone who recently went through a breakup.
How recent?
Like 4 months ago.
I'm sorry, that sucks.
No, it's good. I'm in love.
Oh, okay, cool, great, yay.
Yeah, it was easy. Well, that's another thing. You know what you want. As you get older, you start to just be like, I know exactly what I want and what I don't want. Anyways, that's not the point of this next thing. Advice going through a breakup, how to move forward. I think that it's so relative to what the relationship was. So for instance, my marriage was very toxic, very hurtful. And unhealthy. So for me, a really good way of moving forward was it actually helped me to remind myself, like as I was leaving, I had to really give myself permission to leave. Like I was really stuck. Mm-hmm. It was also, we were in like a cycle of abuse and there was a lot else going on there. But like, I needed to give myself permission to like, I would literally write down all the reasons like after I left, like of why he was not good for me and how I was mistreated. Not to focus on the negative, but to get myself out of the
so
like.
You're not romanticizing what
I'm
it was.
I'm so sad. Yeah. Oh, that was so pain. Like, oh no. Like, yeah, you start going like, I was validating the girl. Like, heck yeah, you left because X, Y, Z. And
you just wrote down all the icks.
All the yucks. Yeah. Ew. Yeah, that was necessary. But like, for instance, in this last relationship, there was nothing wrong. And I think that's why.
There doesn't have to be, though, too. It just doesn't always work.
It just wasn't right anymore. And we weren't meant to be each other's romantic partners. It just wasn't how it was supposed to be. And, but moving on from that, it was such a big, what I found helpful was like, I did the opposite. Like I honored that relationship by like remembering really sweet times and being like, oh, I'm so grateful. Like, I'm so grateful that I had this person in my life in that way for as long as I did. And instead of sitting in the wrongness of the situation, the breakup, how much it sucks, you thank yourself for all the reasons why, you know, you were in it for as long as you were.
Yeah.
I mean, those are, again, so I say that because they're so different, many
there's
different
sides.
There's
so many different sides. There's so many different situations and aspects.
Like, I would have to ask them what their sort of breakup entails. And like, are you friends with this person still? Did they break up with you? Did you get cheated on? Did you cheat on them? Like, there's so many. There's not a blanket answer to like, how do you move
breakups
forward?
Are so breakups are so complicated.
Yeah, because they're people. It's people.
Everyone's complicated. If we try and simplify people to as not that, then it's just like,
I have the answer. Here's what you do. I will say, in both the situations I talked about, I was writing. So journaling, it really does help you.
I need to get into it. It's just committing myself to it.
Just like helping you process your own life. Something about writing it down, I get more clarity.
That's so interesting. Because I got into it last year for like a month.
Okay.
And then my anxiety got really bad and I was like, no, I'm not going to do this anymore.
Did you find that you got more anxious because you were writing?
No, I felt better after I was. For some reason, I just stopped.
Oh, no.
I know. 20 is for getting back into journaling.
20 is for journaling.
20 is for journaling.
Yeah. I can't recommend enough. Even if you're just getting up in the morning, having your coffee or whatever you Arnold Palmer.
Don't worry. I have a yerba mate.
Okay, good. I was like, even if it's just like a couple sentences.
Just something.
Or like a paragraph. Just like literally starting your day with like, here's where I'm at. Or like, who am I today? Mm. Sometimes I'll start with that question.
Who am I today? I love that.
Because I, while all versions and different facets are me, different days call for different parts of me.
Do you do different outfits to show your different styles? Because that's what I do.
Yes.
So who are you today?
Oh, I'm hot.
Yeah.
I am confident.
Go off.
I am chatty.
Hell yeah.
I feel like opinionated.
Mm-hmm. As you should be.
And there's a boy in town. So I'm like feeling sexy.
Love. Best feelings.
Yeah. But like.
So thriving.
For instance, 4 days ago, my mom was in town and I was in my pajamas all day with her and we were watching movies. And that girl was just like, who am I today? If I asked the question, who am I today? I would say, I'm restful. I'm like appreciating the present with my mom. I'm meditative. I'm chill.
Do you meditate?
No.
Oh, I've been doing it. I don't have the patience. But I've been doing like 5-10 minute meditations like on YouTube. Like in the morning. And then I do it for like 10 minutes because I'm already half asleep. So it's like I'm already in that zone kind
of. Do you think it's helping?
So much.
Really?
I notice a big difference in my day. Mm. I can send you the YouTube link I use.
Mm-hmm.
It's for confidence and for manifestation.
Okay. I will watch your meditative YouTube if you commit to start journaling again.
Hell yeah.
Okay.
I can actually do that.
Deal.
I feel like I'm in a place where I can do that.
Aw. Okay, do it.
Yeah, I'm excited.
Also, it's kind of like when you're like, I'm going to like start working out more. And then the first thing you do is like buy a cute workout bit.
I didn't just do that. I didn't just buy a second workout top. I would never.
No, that's good.
I didn't take one yoga class and bought a workout top. Why would I?
It's part of inspiring yourself to keep going. But like buying a cute new journal, maybe at the cute bookstore that you go and have coffee.
They do have journals.
Mm-hmm. I bet you'll want a journal when you get your fancy new, like, cute journal. And you're like, oh, my gosh, I can't wait to read this in 30 years.
Have you read your journals? Or are you waiting, like, for a certain time? Like, when I'm 50 or 60, I'm going to look back. Or do you just go through?
Honestly, I think I'm going to burn them all.
Why?
Because I am so ratchet and too honest. And I don't want my kids to know.
Like, they don't have to know.
They don't need to know. But, like, I would write things down that I wouldn't
say
like
out
want
loud.
Someone to find. Yeah. Mm. Or say out loud. Like I get to be I let myself be as real as possible and kind of as ratchet as possible. And so like I let out some anger. I let out selfishness. I let out jealousy. And it's not cute. Like sometimes that girl on the page isn't cute.
I think that's what my issue is with journaling, is that I tried so hard to like pick my words so carefully and be like, this was my day and today and this. But I think I just need to go be honest and just write.
I would say, have you ever read The Artist's Way?
I have not, but it sounds cool.
Okay. The Artist's Way is a book that changed my life. And there's this thing, it's called The Morning Pages.
Writing it down.
Write it down. God, who is it? Julia something? It's going to
bother
me.
Julia Cameron.
Yes. I have two copies. I should have brought one. I talk about this book so much. But The Morning Pages is like a practice that you do. And it's kind of to like unlock, like declog your vision and artistic inspiration and creativity.
So no burnout?
So less burnout. I have, to be honest, 54 show tour and shooting music videos and getting ready to go to New York Fashion Week and then going to put out an album soon. Like there's a lot going on and I am so well rested.
How are you mentally?
I'm fantastic.
That's amazing.
I've never been happier.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. Thanks.
That's awesome.
I feel like I also know when enough is enough. Like tour, I was like, I cannot do another show for a little while. And that needed, like I needed to set my own boundaries. And now I get this good, nice break, put out the album. And then I go to Australia and I play like four more shows before the end of the year.
Are you performing anywhere else that I can see you at?
I mean, next year.
Next year?
I said the next year. Where else am I playing? And then I do a festival in Mexico.
That'll be fun.
End of this year in November. Yeah. I've never been. So that'll be cool.
Sounds like 2022 is just your year. And so will 2023 be?
No, it's kind of, when you do look back, you're like, actually, that was pretty rockin'.
That was pretty badass that I did that.
We did Seth Meyers. Wait. Yes.
Yeah.
Wait, which late night TV show was I on?
Seth Meyers?
Oh my God. Yeah, I have really, I think I've just made my peace with my life. It's not like I don't get tired. I let myself get tired and then I rest.
Yeah.
I sleep.
Yeah.
And then I only do what's fun for me too.
As like, you should.
I just choose what's fun.
I'm so glad you chose this podcast.
I know. This is so fun.
Yay.
We have to take one more quick break, but when we come back, I want to talk about your new album, Ray, your favorite collaboration, and much more. We'll be right back.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cash back on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect.
Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
And we're back.
I think something I'm very excited for this new era for everyone to listen to Ray is the variety on there. Every song feels different. And that's what I love about it.
Oh, good.
It has like some different vibes to it. And this new era, it's all about being sexy, being a badass, loving yourself. What else is this era for you and this album? What does it represent for you?
Freedom. Mm. I think freedom from like, not even from other people, but just like from my own sense of like who I thought I was supposed to be, how I was supposed to look, how I was supposed to sound. Like it definitely takes off like a filter for this new era. It feels very like I'm kind of bearing it all in a lot of ways. I mean, literally, I'm like fully naked at the end of a music video. I mean, I'm covered in the right spots, but like
just a little
covered enough, but like really and authentically bearing it all in a way that I've never let myself go there before. And it's been so liberating. And I think, I guess my hope is that other people will feel liberated as well by listening to it.
Well, I've been feeling really liberated when I've been overthinking it. I've been listening to it and it's been very helpful. I've been going on my mental health walks. And I listen to Another Man's Jeans and I'm like, hell yeah.
It's just fun.
It is fun.
It's fun music. There's definitely a couple like introspective.
Count on Me, I Love, and Love You Need are two songs that when I heard, I was just like.
I think Love You Need is my favorite.
That's one of my favorites too, because it's like, it's so true. If you haven't listened to it, you know what I mean?
It's so true. Yeah. It's just like a really sweet, beautiful song. Like
so wholesome,
and like the piano part is so inspired by Carole King, like that it just makes me immediately feel like comforted.
Can I tell you that my mom said that you reminded her of Carole King and a mix of Carole King and Sheryl Crow,
and Sheryl Crow.
Sheryl Crow, like Whoa. She said a mix, and I was like, okay,
that's a really good.
I agree
mix.
With the Carole King. I have to listen to more Sheryl Crow to see, but I agree with Carole King.
Oh, for sure, Sheryl Crow. All I want to do is have some fun.
I didn't realize that was Sheryl Crow.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
You're not the only one. That's such a good song.
Any collaborations that you want to do or that are happening?
There's one. There's one collaboration on this album. And I can't even wrap my head around it yet because this person has been my idol, literally.
Who is this person?
I wish I could just play the voicemail I have. This person is Diane Keaton. Yeah.
Holy fuck.
And I've watched every film she's ever made. Her personality has informed my personality.
She made me, essentially.
She made me. I am me. I am objectively who I am because of her. Like
I love that.
And because of my mom and because of a
lot
of other things.
Yeah, but we don't need to mention that part right now. It's Diane Keaton.
Right now
time.
It's about Diane Keaton. I just think she's one of the most wonderful people in the world. And I had the honor of meeting her in the studio. She came to like our grounds. She was on my turf when I met her.
What was that like, meeting Diane Keaton on in your...
I felt like a superhero. I was like...
You are.
Thank you.
And I'm also a human being.
Just kidding.
She's a superhero and is and a human being.
The thing.
She does it all.
I do it all. It was really like empowering because she was recording vocals on a song that I had written. And I'm like there vocal producing her.
Telling her what? Like some
like
tips.
Helping her through. Yeah, like, you know, sitting with the line here or like, let's just repeat that. Oh, let's just sing this in the room together until we get really comfortable. And like, it just was such like, I couldn't, what a strange way to meet your hero to like be coaching them.
What was that moment like for you? Was it just surreal or did it not hit you till like afterwards?
I tried to be very present
because
I didn't want that to happen. I didn't want to like black out for the experience and then like be like, what just happened? So I was pretty present for it.
And did you just go over it all the time ever since it happened?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I still, like, it's just one of those things that I think, like, again, maybe acknowledging some manifestation, like, I, my whole life, have looked up to her. And to be in a room with her, not just meeting her at, like, an award show or at an event.
Not in passing.
Yeah, like, oh my gosh, I'm your biggest fan. Like, literally having her in my space and her singing words I wrote. How did you, like, I'm living a miracle. It's like, if I die tomorrow, I'm good.
Yeah, you just like, you're like, you're chilling.
I'm good. Yeah, I'm so happy. So I think, yeah, moments when life gets hard or tiring, I'm just like, shut up.
You're like Diane Keaton.
If you complain one more time, I swear to God, Ash, like you have, yeah, Diane Keaton literally is singing your song. So you're,
just literally
you're
have
fine.
Anyone say that to you if you're ever feeling sad, just Diane Keaton, those words. And you'll be like, yeah, you're right.
You'll be like, oh, you're so right. She's my iPhone background.
Is she really?
Yeah. My lock screen is the boy I'm seeing.
Oh, amazing.
I mean, I'm with him. It's not just a photo
okay, that's
of him.
Cute.
And then my home screen is me and Diane Keaton.
It should be.
And then I'm like, my life is amazing.
Are there any other manifestations you want to put out there right now? Because like you did for the album?
Whoa. I don't know. Honestly, it's dangerous. Careful
okay.
what you ask for. Because in my experience, I get the things I want.
Well, let's do it.
And I'm scared. I'm scared.
Why are you scared?
I don't know.
I'll go first.
Okay.
I manifest to have Lin-Manuel Miranda on my podcast. His dad came on my podcast. Anthony Ramos came on. We're so close yet so far.
Oh,
it has to happen.
That's around the corner.
It's got to. And then being content within myself.
Oh.
And if anything else that's added.
I love that.
Your turn.
That's so sweet. I was just thinking about me going, careful what you manifest. I literally, for like 2 months in December of last year, I really wanted Chase Stokes to do a music video with me. And I would literally journal every day, like, I'm so grateful that Chase Stokes is the co-lead in my next music video.
I'm so grateful that I get to work with him and we just signed the contract.
Like, I literally am like just saying like it's already happening. And
because it's going to,
we're not doing a music video together,
yet.
But we're friends now.
And step like, close, yeah, send him this clip.
Maybe. Yeah. He was like, he hit me about the song that I originally imagined him being in the music
video.
What
song?
I hope you're not happy.
Oh, okay.
And I was like, I really wanted to like do this whole like lover montage thing with Chase Stokes. I just feel like it would be so hot.
Would you ever direct a music video?
Heck yeah.
I could see it.
That would be amazing. I love the director I work with.
Mm.
And it takes a lot of the pressure. What I don't want to do is direct a music video to say that I directed a music video.
You want to do it because it's your vision. You want to execute it.
Yeah.
Because
I
of the
do
love
it
of it. Not to do it. Not to say you did
not
it.
Not to be like, and I directed it and I.
You don't care
like,
about the title?
Don't die on the freaking, that cross.
I
don't care. So, and what I love about my amazing director is he takes off so much pressure of me. So it is my vision and I am doing a bunch of the directing, but.
Someone's just helping you execute it.
Yeah. So I don't know. That was random. I would like to one day work with Harry Styles.
I can say I'm going to Harry Ween, which I'm so excited for.
I'm so jealous. Oh my gosh. That's going to be so much fun.
I'm so excited.
I don't know how or when or in what. Literally, maybe it's not even a song. Maybe it's just like we write a book together. Maybe we
do a podcast together with Harry Styles.
Yeah. Like it doesn't have to be. I feel like oftentimes the universe will be like, okay. It, like me, my whole manifesting Diane Keaton, I just wanted to meet her. And then the universe was like, how about she sing on one of your songs?
Mm.
And then I was like, that's so much better. So I'll let the universe decide how Harry and I will hang out.
Yeah.
That
kind of happened to me, actually. It's kind of how the podcast happened. I didn't really expect to get anything. I just wanted to, well, I originally wanted to really interview Julia Michaels because of her song Anxiety really helped me. And then I pitched it and they're like, yeah, you get a pilot.
Have you interviewed her?
She was the pilot.
She was the pilot.
And then because of her, we got renewed and now we're launching our fourth season. So you never know what will you manifest. I didn't even think I'd get an episode. And here we are over 42 episodes later.
What was that like for you when you got to interview her about the song that like helped change your life?
It was really helpful because it was because of that song I got to get out of my own head. And that's what created the podcast. So I owe so much to her, which was a lovely moment. Gosh. So like,
I bet that really touched her.
Shout out Julia Michaels.
Yeah.
You guys should work together. Oh, that collaboration. Oh my goodness.
I know, but the only thing with me and her is we do the same thing in the room. So I'm imagining like.
But that's why I feel like it would just be like that on steroids, like even better.
Or we're fighting each other the whole time.
I don't think it would. I think we'll you have very similar vibes.
Really?
Absolutely.
Oh, good.
Like, absolutely.
I've ran into her in passing once, but we've not hung out.
So you may not be manifesting it, but I'm manifesting it for you.
Okay.
Next album, it will just be like, oh my God, featuring Julia Michaels. And I'll be like, oh my God.
That would be cute. All right. I'll let you manifest that for me.
To the future.
To us.
And to us and to Ray.
And your 20s.
And the next chapter for you.
Mine. Yeah.
Well, everyone, go listen to Ray. Ash, thank you so much for taking the time to talk and chat and get real and just being yourself because it's so wonderful.
Oh, thank you. It's been such an honor. I've had a really good time.
Yay.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you for coming. Amazing.
Yay.
Yay.
So fun.
I just want to thank Ash again for coming on my podcast and taking the time. Make sure you check out her new album, Ray. It is absolutely phenomenal. Highly recommend. Anyways, I will see you guys next week with a new episode. Oh, feels good to say that again. Bye, guys.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cash back on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it! Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.